Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Join the Secret Service with me this week. The Secret Service, as we tag and catalog all manner of odd items in our Raiders of the Lost Ark-like depository that's bigger on the inside than the out. On this week's Cosmic Crit House 13. This is your OSHA non-compliant union warehouse worker, Patrick, here, a.k.a. the GM around these parts, and joining me this week in picking up magical knickknacks and giving some good old-fashioned paddywhack are my five friends and your players. To my far left, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a multiplying infinite dodgeball. It's Jabert jabbering away as Jamfram.
Howdy, howdy.
Across the digital table from me, he flew too close to the sun on Daedalus's wings, which give you a fly speed of 60 feet. It's Miles, make him believe as redacted.
Good evening.
To my right, Tesla's zap gun that does 3d4 electricity damage. Why, it's Tyler talking as Pradier.
Hello there.
To my immediate left, he's turning back time with Magellan's Astrolabe. We've got Drew Dine to play Zilix Thel.
Boy, you can tell none of us watch this show.
And across from him, Harriet Tubman's Thimble, that is the ultimate disguise kit. It's none other than Rebecca rolling with Asher and Sky.
Hello, I've actually seen at least one episode of this. Did y'all watch it for The More You Nerd at some point?
We did like 10 years ago or something.
I know, that's what I mean.
I was about to say, this show probably...
Come on, Warehouse 13?
Yes, Warehouse 13.
Yeah, I watched all of it. I loved it.
I enjoyed it a good deal for what it was.
Also, gender-bending H.G. Wells and making her like kind of the villain slash like anti-hero character was a great choice.
It's one of those great kind of anything goes sci-fi shows, kind of like Fringe. Fringe really was just like the multiple universes.
But this is a lot more comic booky and camp than Fringe.
Yes, it's like anything kind of goes, multiple universes, time travel, aliens.
And Rebecca, we did do it for The More You Nerd, and I think that's when I watched like almost all of it. Like we were supposed to watch just a handful of things, and I got obsessed with it.
Yeah, I think I had like five seasons, but came out in 2009. So,
A good box set for that show, because that show was a blast.
It was fun. Yeah. Yeah. Warehouse 13. That is, I feel like, a very, very slept on show.
It is. Like, even bringing it up makes me feel like a deep cut.
Yeah, no, describing some of the things, but it is just straight up, you know.
Yeah, when you brought
X Files for like cursed items slash kind of magical items.
Yeah, it is very X Files maybe meets Friday the 13th the series with a handful of early 2000s Whedonverse kind of stuff.
Was also very similar to the show Eureka, which was kind of.
I literally oh, really? Was getting it confused with Eureka. The same guy wasn't in both, was he? It was just guy that looked very similar.
I don't think they look very similar, but they did have a crossover at one point because they were both
they
on
go to Eureka, don't they?
And, yes, and Eureka has like a ton of things that should probably go in Warehouse 13, be cataloged and kept away from humanity. But
yeah, I'm gonna rewatch that. That's a great show.
It's a good one. It's a lot of fun. It also is, you know, kind of, I wouldn't say humor driven, but it is more comedy than even.
Yeah, that's why I kind of like, you know, likened it to, you know, all the major like sci-fi shows, but then also like that Joss Whedon kind of like, oh, we have to like be quirky and, you know, make jokes of everything that he kind of helped.
Got kind of a campy quality to it.
Yes, right? For sure.
Are you guys ready to get back into it? It's been quite a week and I've been jonesing for some tabletop role playing to take my mind and roll a d20 upon its many a fold.
As long as you don't channel that energy into just bullying us with amazing dice rolls.
God, man. If my dice accurately reflected mine rage, then would be a lot of 20s. Oh boy. Let's get into it first by talking about what happened last time on Cosmic Crit. The Terminus Wild of the SDF saved you all by attacking the Balaji, attacking your starship, and letting themselves on board. They were welcomed with some black milk ramen. They explained how they killed the body of the god host of the swarm, but still needed to kill the brood psyche. They escort your ship to a high orbit living swarm platform where they go on the offensive, telling you to only intervene if you hear the safe word of road rage. Before you could take a defensive position, though, a squad of five anti-cursor components attacked. After the battle, a shaking was felt beneath your feet as you see swarm components awakening in the hive, and Paradier gets a psychically communicated message sent to him. Well, what's wrong with this? Last time on Cosmic Rant.
I have one.
Just one. Okay.
It wasn't Prater that got the psychic message. It was Asher.
Asher and Sky. Yes, that'll.
Yeah.
That'll do. It's the last thing that happened.
Anybody else? I have one.
Yeah, Drew.
There were six of them, not five.
Oh boy, so hard. I didn't even like remove the dead bodies from the map.
We you can count, at. Drew.
There's so many gimmies.
Wow, Rebecca.
How many are there? Rebecca in there with just the inflection. It's perfect.
How many are there now, Drew? Is it right now, Drew? I removed one. One more and you guys get an episode reroll. How about that? How about them apples? Tyler, Miles, Jibbert, any one of you guys.
Okay, fine.
Any one of the. Oh, Tyler.
It wasn't black milk ramen. It was my own invention. Mm-hmm. Coffee ramen.
Yes.
Black coffee ramen, I think.
I don't think we ever discussed if cream and sugar was involved in the ramen, but black coffee ramen is not. I mean, I could probably have that right now. I'm like, all right.
I mean, someone could convince me that it
was. Look, I had s'mores ramen, so I'll try it.
Oh my goodness,
Miles! Listeners, I wish you could be a part of some of the group threads that we have, especially the ones where Miles sends pictures of some of the stuff that he's throwing down, because there's some deep pools.
Hey, Tyler, adventure is out there.
I know. I'm not criticizing you. Your tummy is a cornucopia for some of the wildest culinary ideas that have ever existed in the Eastern.
I share with the Discord a lot too.
Oh, good, because you should, because sometimes they are quite the treat.
We're still in the middle of the last time on, because you guys got the reroll. But if you want, I'll give you another reroll if you get all of them. Miles and Jibbert, there's two more.
Oh,
great things. And one of them's right up your alley, Jabir, because it might have to do with that safe word.
Yeah, I heard road rage, and I was like, I don't remember that at all.
It wasn't.
But I don't know what the alternative is.
It was a German word that's kind of opposite. I know this because Jabir is learning the German. Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Oh, boy. Now you got me on the spot.
It's also, I just say it a lot because it's a funny word. I say a lot of German words because they're funny. The other thing that was wrong here, I don't think you'll get it, is you guys, the Midnight Squad is not going up against the Brood Psyche. There, you guys are trying to kill the Brood Soul, which is kind of different, I guess.
Yeah.
The safe word that I suggested was Farfignugen.
I was going to say Farfignugen, and I can't believe Farfignugen, it.
Farfignugen, which means driving pleasure or the joy of driving, which I didn't know what it meant. I only remember
like Pinky saying it all the time in the cartoon.
I remember
Volkswagen commercials from the early 90s that had it, but I did not remember what it meant.
Something maybe a Muppet at some point said it, or like Bugs Bunny, and I picked it up as a child. Right, that's going to do it for our last times on here. Let's get back into this episode, because when we last left off, indeed Asher and Sky had a burning on their skin, a warning from your Garakanande, as you heard a whispering coming from inside the swarm platform. Distant at first, but indeed it is a psychic whisper. Faintly in the distance inside this mega structure, you hear someone calling your name. Asher, Asher, if you build it, they will come. That they don't say that, but they do say your name.
Can I call out to it psychically?
If I don't think you have many a psychic ability, but if you try to like think back to it, it doesn't seem to respond.
It's good, like, okay. Sup.
Maybe you're trying to hear, like, maybe it's just like steadily getting quieter as you try to listen or speak back to whatever this voice is. You hear gunfire and shouts coming from inside the platform as your comms open up, and it does indeed seem like Midnight Squad has encountered some heavy resistance. Just a lot of daka daka, blah, 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 blah. Weapons, automatic weapons, explosions, and things like that. What would you guys like to do?
Rest.
I did goof up a Zelix the Hell pretty bad last week, right, Drew?
Yeah, I was down to 18 SP. Luckily, didn't break into HP, but pretty close.
Okay, so do you want to take a 10-minute rest? Does anybody else need to burn an RP before continuing?
No, I'm okay.
No, I'm good.
Okay, just sounds like Zelix. Yeah, what do you guys? Well, what do you talk about as you're waiting here on the edge of the platform, the floating swarm megastructure over the planet here?
Well, Asher and Sky would come over to Pradier and try to sort of covertly, I guess, explain what they've been hearing. Pradier, I'm hearing something from within the structure seems to be calling me, calling us.
That's not, that isn't very good. Perhaps a part of you is more sensitive to the swarm. You know, the swarm are very well known for their mental intrusions. I would advise you to try and listen, but not accept that voice. Patrick, is there like a knowledge roll I can make on this?
Yeah, why don't you make a mysticism magic roll?
Can I roll mysticism as well?
Sure. I don't think you're beating your resident magic mystic here.
I guess that makes sense.
35 for Pradier. I mean,
your bonus is the same as mine. Do not start with me, Rebecca.
Well, one of you rolled much better than the other. Yes. Tyler, from what they're describing here, it does seem, you know, something perhaps that is empathetically or otherwise connected just to Asher and Sky. You didn't hear this psychic call. No one else did. Perhaps something that they've been keyed into, but more than likely not something swarm based. If Asher and Sky was able to understand, I guess I'm assuming, does Asher and Sky speak Sheeran or any of the bug like languages? This was very much in common in your mind, so.
I don't have it written down as something that I speak, so no.
Okay. Yeah. Not a ton of information you have from that, except likely it was not swarm in any way, shape, or form.
So, if I recall correctly, at the end of the last episode, you talked about how there was something in the ship that seemed to have shared essence of the Karakande parasite that I have. I mean, do I?
Well, it's very much the same. Yeah, it's. I think you examine these anti-cursors, and just about all of the swarms seem to have the same tattoo, tiger striping, kind of like on the exterior of their carapaces. They don't have their own Karakande. They don't have their own tattoo, but it seems like they were built with the exact same kind of configuration on their backside, as if they were wearing one.
Interesting. Like almost in the image of someone who would have such a thing.
Yeah. And if you go down and drill into the intricacies, it's like, you know, I feel like the tattoos are kind of Triarchy or fingerprints almost. You know, the Karakandes will also grow and adapt as they are split and multiply over generations and what have you. But you're pretty absolutely sure, you know, taking a look at this swarm anticursor and your own tattoo, that they are one and the same design.
Do you think you could follow this voice? Do you think, was there like a particular direction it was pulling you?
Patrick, is there a direction?
I mean, just into the platform itself, but as maybe as you get done with this 10-minute break and take a look into this giant orifice of an opening, I think that's how I described it, you do get a message from Midnight Squad with Triss saying, Midnight Squad, we're going to need help in here. We're able to easily kill some of the baser components, but they're slowing us down from our mission considerably. We believe the structure to be circular, and we're requesting you investigate perhaps clockwise the left side, and we'll rendezvous on the far side. We're going to need your help in taking out some of these swarms, keeping them off our back. Over.
All right, well, we'll head clockwise or left. We'll let you know what we run up against.
Yes, indeed. As yeah. If you take a look inside the platform, it does seem to be kind of mirrored. There's a big fork in the main passageway as you enter and off of the platform, going left and going right. So you can kind of, you're I guess on the structure of where we're looking at this map's perspective, the platform you came in on at 6 o'clock on the clock. So if you guys want to muster up, indeed, as you walk into this mega structure, you see large abscesses in the walls. It seems like the entire thing is made up of frozen kind of stasis swarms that are slowly moving and kind of getting ready to bust on up out of their pods, coming out of hibernation of some sort.
Can we put them back into hibernation?
With death.
I was about to say, well, that might be something you can investigate here on the platform. But yeah, there are a lot of them. There are tens of thousands. So there probably was some outside of just like a general alarm raise, some reason why everything is coming to life all at once. But you're pretty sure that time is of the essence, but it doesn't seem like something that's going to happen in a matter of minutes, perhaps an hour or hours.
Would it be helpful if I stealth forward and kind of...
It's up to you.
I don't know. Looked around. I can stealth at full speed, so...
You want to keep ahead of the group and do some scouting?
I can do that. I'm going to have my gun at the ready the whole time. I'm going to say that out loud this week. And...
Instead of in my head where I normally say I got my gun out, they don't
I just
know
remember it. last week being like, oh, I didn't say that I had my gun out. But yeah, I'll stealth forward. I can stealth at full speed, so I'll stay like, I don't know, 30 feet in front of everybody and sneak around and see what might be coming. And I want to, in doing this, keep my mind open for sensing any psychic stimuli as well.
Psychic whispering.
Yes.
Yeah, 30 feet's not a ton of space to stealth in front of folks. Well, I guess it is.
Do more.
I was about to say, let me check in on our friend Redacted. Redacted, these hallways do seem large enough for potentially your vehicle. How wide is the space wagon?
I believe it's huge.
Okay, maybe it's not wide enough. There are parts that are wide enough. Huge. You'd be...
It's 25 feet, is that right?
What's up to you? Do you want to try and embiggen it here? Do you want to take a more stealthy approach?
I mean, you never have to threaten me with a good time in terms of vehicle stuff, so... Okay. I mean, I'm still in the walker, right? The survey walker?
I don't have your character sheet in front of me, so I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. I think the walker can climb anyway, can it?
The walker can what?
Can it climb?
Oh, yeah. I'm just wondering if for stealthing purposes, if you do want to walk around, I would recommend Astron Sky, you just scout ahead a little bit further.
Yeah, I was going to say, so Astron Sky are trying to be all stealthy and stuff, and they have a, what, AT-AT walker?
I also have pretty good stealth. Can I stealth behind Asher just in case to help them out with
the... I would welcome the help.
With some gunshots.
Well, yeah, why don't...
I also first have pretty good stealth, so maybe I can stealth the walker?
Probably not.
Make it tiptoe.
Why don't
look, if they can do the things that they do in the Fast and the Furious, I think that Redacted in a billion years later can make a large vehicle tiptoe. I'm just saying.
Asher, why don't in the front of this spearhead formation, you first give us a stealth check and then a perception check, and I'll tell you what you see and I'll tell you what sees you.
All natural right, 20 on stealth and right, a 33 down on perception.
Calm down, Rebecca. You get to these large nodules like columns of solid kind of superstructure that look like they are.
Can we possibly not use the word nodules further in this podcast tonight?
Why?
Nodule.
A lot of nodules.
Is that your moist?
I'm just Googling synonyms for nodule. All right. It's a giant tumorous lump or node, a swelling growth or blistering wart.
Pulsating. Make sure it's pulsating and veiny.
Tell me, is it pulsating though? Yes.
No, these are quite solid. These, if you look here on the map, these super solid structures.
They're maybe calcified, perhaps?
Yeah, they don't look like a lot of the other superstructure, which seems to be more, you know, not honeycomb, but pod based and softer kind of material. Okay. They are indeed
like a nodule.
Dried booger consistency, I guess. But as you get up to them, let me roll some rolls. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see if I roll a... Did I roll any natural 40s on these perception checks? No. Okay, good. As you get up to these nodules, you hear what sounds like approaching footsteps. Big old clomping steps. You would think, but no. Off in the distance, coming in your direction through another kind of like hallway, you see a number of swarm components, what look like giant kind of rhinoceros beetles, about 6 foot tall, with another smaller swarm component walking in step behind them. They do not seem to have seen you from where you're hanging behind these columns, but they seem to be coming in your guys' directions. They're walking counterclockwise to the way that you were walking clockwise.
Where are my friends who are going to stealth with me?
Well, you see them pretty far away here.
Okay, can I stealth back at full speed to join my friends again and warn them of the coming components?
Like 65 feet away, so yes. Make me another stealth check. I mean, you can also...
Oh, that's terrible.
That's not a good one. You can also warn them via comms, of course, but...
Oh, okay. Can I just whisper over my walkie-talkie?
Yeah. Do you want to try and hide instead? No,
it's a trick. If you whisper, that's like the tones that Swarm can hear most. They love whispers.
Or it's like Zoom and it cuts it out and it doesn't transmit it.
Yeah, what do you want to do? Do you want to just wait for these? They seem to be coming along your path, so it's up to you if you
want to... I want to hide. Can I hide behind the nodule?
Yeah, you can try here. I'm going to use the 3 that you've rolled here, but you get some bonuses for this. Believe it or not, that 23 is still going to be pretty hard for most of these things. Okay, and on the last creature, they get... to about here in their marching order when this guy turns around and looks in your direction and does indeed start screeching. Is an effigene. You can jump into the initiative turn order along with everyone else and shoot at it. Yeah, but you can take just a standard action shot because you were kind of
readying. I guess I should have said I was readying an attack. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It will not be a full attack action, so feel free to take that shot as we are moving in here.
24 to hit.
Okay. Do you want to... You're firing at the one that's looking in your direction.
Yeah.
That is a hit. Seems to be less armored, a little weaker.
Oh, that's good.
Is this 10 points of...
10 damage. Sonic damage. Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking weaknesses... So just taking all that, boom. Oakley doakley. We've got, well, you guys have managed to roll yourselves in the exact order that you're going in here. That's nice. You roll for these creatures, these swarm components. Okay. And that is going to take us to the start of turn one. They seemed a little shocked. This one, yeah, it didn't even like look in your direction. It was just kind of like psychically sweeping as it went along and maybe got a sense of the skies kind of like tingling warmth or what have you, and looks in this corner to get shot in the face. Both of these swarm components are bipedal kind of humanoid bug people. This one that is looking at you indeed is, we know as an ephigene, and is probably the most sheer and kind of like looking. It does seem to have some kind of perhaps magical or electrical powers as it, you see some energy kind of arcing between its hands. These other ones, Eskahides, I believe, are what they are. Things that you fought in the past. Your characters probably don't know any of this, but you guys might if you remember season 3, all those years ago. Asher and
Skye. We forgot Tress last week, so no, we don't remember season 3.
I thought you were joking about that. Asher and Skye, you are first in the full turn order here.
All right.
What would you like to do?
I'm going to continue shooting at the high priest that's in the back that seems to have spotted me. Mm-hmm. And if it didn't before, now it's gotten a shot to the face, so.
Ephigene, not super happy. That is correct.
Okay. CR 15 or lower on the trick, and 31 to attack.
Oh, yeah, that trick is a success. We've got a super hit on the dice, a 19 so on the 30, attack.
33 damage.
Yeah, it's immediately bloodied.
And it's flat-footed.
From that, okay. That will take us to... Did I roll initiative? I've rolled it as well. Do I go next? Oh, yes. Actually, I was technically supposed to go first with the ephigene.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just didn't write down the number. Or I guess I didn't do the math. It's okay. As long as he takes his turn here, he is indeed going to turn around and look in your direction. Maybe lets off a ear-piercing shriek to its brethren. And you see them kind of reacting like... And is going to, I wish I had spells. It's just going to blast you with a bioelectric arc coming straight out of its arm. An attack. And a super hit. Another super hit. A 19. Yes, our dice rolls do seem to be juiced up this week for whatever reason. This is still only a teeny amount of damage. So, but maximum damage. Oh, no, it's not teeny at all. 9 points of electricity damage.
Okay.
And it's going to kind of maybe move back a little bit. And it seems to be directing its buddies here to attack. But before they get a chance to, Zilixthel is next. And Zilix, you are kind of skulking forward as well. So weapon out, ready.
Oh, yeah. This most southeastern one, this guy right here. I want to boost and shoot.
Boost and shoot.
My favorite Brooks and Dunn song.
Boost, shoot, and boogie. It was almost a super hit. I saw that 19 on that side of the die. 18 against EAC. You within range, sir? Because I think that's going to be a hit.
Yeah, 120 yards or whatever.
Yes, a hit for 15 points of...
Hang on, it's for... 16 points of damage.
Oh, well now. 16 points of fire damage. Got it. Okay, that is going to take us to Redacted's turn. Redacted.
All right, so Redacted's going to try to move the walker through.
And over the top of your friends.
That's a walker, so I'm assuming it can kind of like pop open.
Yeah.
And then I guess because I haven't taken an attack, I will take a shot at the closest person to me.
Go right ahead. Same one that Zilix fired upon.
All right. Use my laser rifle and... Oh, where's my... Uh-oh. Oh, okay.
Oh boy.
That's a natural 20.
The dice are juiced up tonight. Straight up juiced up. A critical hit. Let's give a Patreon shout out to who needs it this week? Let's see one of our higher level pledges, even though we love everybody so much. Maybe we'll hop on one of the more recent ones. Alexander W., thank you for joining. This is a Flanking Buddies level friend on our Patreon. If you want to support us, the podcast is continuing despite Dead Man Rolling Crits wrapping up this year. But we have a ton of other fun Patreon stuff you want to do. And supporting us on Patreon helps this podcast, honestly, every podcast that we make, it helps out a little bit, but we are super thankful for everyone that has helped us create these podcasts over the years. And this one's no different. What damage are we looking at here, Miles?
14.
And this is not a laser rifle. This is a Anguard accelerator rifle. So is there anything else on a critical effect?
On a critical.
Sorry. As I can pull out this sweet deck of cards.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything specific for it.
Let's look at this sweet deck of official fan cards. Or not fan cards. Official Starfinder critical hit deck cards. This is when we should get everyone
to do a critical success deck too.
We try. They're kind of difficult because they are formatted kind of with four things, but including the bonus blow. So this is a KAC effect. Is that correct?
Yes.
The Angot Accelerator Rifle. This one is called Fin Filet. The target loses one form of movement other than land movement until healed. That's not bad because these guys do fly.
Not no more. They don't.
So this one is kind of grounded as you clip its wings. And the bonus effect is electricity, but this does not do any electricity. So 14 points damage. Wings clipped on this one that is up closest here. And to note that on the token, that will take us to Pradier's turn, Tyler.
Okay. This is Jabert.
Yeah.
Does Jamfram, are you going to only be able to move on your turn?
Yeah. Okay.
It's a long way to run, and I'm a slow, slow man.
Okay, Patrick, can I do this? Can I say I'm going to hold my everything until Jamfram moves as far as he can, and then I'm going to move up right behind him and cast a spell on him?
Do you want to just hold your turn?
Sure, that works too.
Yeah, that's fine. Jamfram, we're on to you.
Oh, it's my turn.
I rolled very poorly for the Eskahides.
Let's see, so I can move. Is it drawing a line, snap in the center? Do. That's how far I can move.
So fitty fit
within about 10 feet of them. Run up.
Right, go right ahead, Tyler.
All right, I'm gonna move next to Jamfram, and I think we'll give Jamfram let's do phase blade. Whoop.
Cool.
Oh, whoop. Why didn't I put the I'm so bad. Phase blades is what allows you to attack against EAC for the duration.
Okay. All right. That is going to take me to my turn with the Eskahides. This one is going to follow orders and move straight up to Asher and Sky, the one been closest or towards the back of the party. This one over here in the far side is going to make a fly action. How far can it fly, though? What am I looking at? It's not a great fly speed. I think it'll fly towards maybe just 5 feet off the ground to right in front of Jamfram and Radier. And the other one will not quite flank, but move up to Jamfram as well. So we'll get a little bit of everybody. So first, obviously, let's get this 20 out of the way and attack Pradier.
That would not be nice.
It is not 20. 16 on the dice, though. What is your KAC?
It's a hit.
I need to know what your KAC is.
I don't know. Like 15?
Okay.
You're making me look this up.
Because I have a special ability. If I hit over KC, I think plus four.
I'm going to go with 15.
Final answer. Okay. So that is a hit. Let me roll some damage. Boom. 15 points of piercing damage as this rhinoceros-like horn flies up to you and then kind of like punches into your armor and is going to knock you prone. Probably going to be a lot of these, but the special ability, okay. Knock prone. I'm going to try to do the same to Jamfram. Probably not the same results. So I don't know. 14. What is your KAC?
30.
It is a miss. Oh, God. What a difference.
What a difference. What a difference. Couple 15, numbers 15,
15 in your armor makes. Class. Yeah. All right. And the final attack going to Asher and Sky. Oh, boy. Three on the dice. I'm going to dignify asking your KC, Rebecca. And I'm going to give you. Wait, is it 17? Is what you have written?
No, it's 18. Here. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. 18? 18? Yeah.
18.
That is actually a hit, a three on the dice.
Oh, unbelievable.
But okay. It's not. I can't knock you down, so it's just a little bit of damage. As this horn pierces you for 13 damage. And it's going to take us to the top of turn two to kind of like the leader's turn, the Ephigene, who's in charge of this patrol. Let's see. Jamfram, you can make an attack of opportunity. Opportunity if you'd like, because you see a bolt of a bioelectric energy kind of arc from the Ephigene to this swarm Escahide as it flies off. It's up to you if you want to make the attack of opportunity or not.
Yeah, I'll go for it.
Okay.
21.
That is a hit.
Ooh, so, for 22. There's slash damage.
Yes. So you cut it as it flies up and it kind of gets near the cockpit, right next to you, Miles. This one, not the one that you shot at, but the one close to it. And that is for the Ephigene that can help move its allies around. Well, that is a standard action, so it is also going to move forward as it does that. And Asher and Sky, we're back to you.
Can I jump over here, not be attacked by this guy because of uncanny mobility, but then also attack this person? I don't have to attack my target, right?
No, but the uncanny mobility is when you make a trick attack against a target. So if you're not doing the one you're targeting, it wouldn't.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll do it against, I'll attack
the Escahide that was trying to pummel you over.
Yeah. This guy that was right next to me, but I've got my gun out. So I'm going to scoot away and shoot at it.
Got it. Go right ahead.
All right. CR 9 or lower on the trick and 15 to attack.
Ooh, no. It is a trick success, but that three on the dice.
Can I re-roll that?
Going to be a mess. Yes.
Anyone opposed?
Probably a few ways.
Go for it.
Well, you also have a level re-roll if you want, a level 8 level re-roll. But if you want to use the episode, that's yours to take.
Yeah, I'll use the episode reroll. Seems worth it.
All right. Just reroll the attack here.
It's an 18 instead of whatever it was before, a 3.
Yeah. Oh, and reroll the damage too, but very much a hit, obviously.
Do you want me to reroll the damage? Sorry, I thought it was just the attack roll.
No, just do the entire trick again. That's how I've tried to stop you guys from not using your rerolls.
I can keep my trick though, right? Okay.
Yes, the trick stays because that's a d20, but the damage, I mean, this only helps you because the damage was terrible the first time around and now it's like super juiced up. Max damage there, 31. That guy's immediately near bloodied from a blast. As we go to Zilix. Zilix here. Your friends are up in some melee combat with these big, I mean, they're like linebacker swarm components. They're beefy boys. They're medium creatures, but they are large.
They don't seem that beefy based on what I've been seeing in this combat so far. The one that's menacing Redacted, can I shoot that with no penalty, or am I going to be shooting through his
unless you moved ride? Underneath it, yeah, it would be giving it full cover. Shooting through the legs to this other one would probably not be a big negative.
All right. Can I walk over and then use my sticky sticky fingers to climb up it as an unflappable climber?
Yeah, sure. I guess climbing out on the space wagon.
Giddy up, buddy.
Yeah, we're on the space wagon and we're going to shoot this guy right here with a gun. 23
on the dice. That is a hit.
Only 13 points of damage.
Okay, well, that's still enough to bloody that one that is on redacted. Redacted, we're on to you. This one's menacing right outside the cockpit.
Okay, so there are feasibly three enemies in front of me, correct?
There's one on the ground, one flying up in the air. I mean, there's actually, it looks like four, but yes.
Okay. So I wouldn't be able to get everyone. I will. I'm going to take a shot at the ding dong next to me.
Okay. You're not running over everyone, including your friends.
I thought about it, but the one that's right past everyone is just a little too far and makes it a little too less enticing to me.
Yeah, you'd be able to run over to the Escahides and
right
Ephigene, but you'd also be walking on Praetor, who's on the ground.
It's a 15 to hit.
Okay, that is a miss. It will provoke an attack of opportunity from this one right next to you. You get partial cover in the cab. Mimic an attack. And what is your KAC, Miles?
My KAC is 22.
Okay, 23 with the cover is just a miss because of the vehicle. Partial cover. Okay, and
Redacted probably like pats like the side of the vehicle.
It's got a rhino horn size hole in the side of it. You're like patting the rhino horn.
Yep.
Jamfrom, we're back to you. You got this winged one right next to you.
Wingling swarm. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I do with that. I chop it twice. The swarm's so nice, I chopped it twice.
Slice and dice.
Chop. For 26 is to hit.
The first one is definitely a hit. 16 on the dice.
All right. So.
Oh, wait. Well, never mind. The first one is definitely a hit and enough to kill this one. 33 yeah. points of damage. My gosh. Okay. Maybe I don't realize how strong your level E characters are. Right, so that one's dead. Do you have a move you want to do?
Yeah, I'll just take 5 foot. I'll take a 5 foot step down to this one.
That one's flying up in the air.
Oh, right. I missed it. Is Praetor unconscious back there, or is he?
No, I'm just down here on the ground. Just hanging from out. It's fine. I'm hanging out down here. I find less things can stab me if I'm just below ankle height.
Okay. Well, that's reasonable. That seems good.
Thank you.
I will. I'll stay right here and protect him if anything comes at him.
Praetor, we're on to you, Tyler.
Yeah. Yeah. That one's flying. How far?
They fly now.
Patrick, I think I was looking at my spell list. What's the purple aura person?
And Ephigene, this one that's closest to you over here.
Yeah. Do we have to deal with that one? Or is that one nice?
I doubt it's nice.
No. I mean, I hit it twice, so I hope it's not nice.
Yeah, I mean, it
keep rhyming. It's messing with my head.
It seemed to be like the the sergeant of this little patrol squad. Yeah,
is it flying or is it on the ground?
It is on the ground.
All right, that's probably Jamfrom's next target. We're gonna go Wisp Ally on that one.
Oh yeah. Okay. Do you want to stand up as well, or just keep hanging out down there?
Okay. I'm just gonna. I don't need to stand up to cast spell.
I was about to say I can't knock you down if you're already down. That'll take us to the Escahide's turn.
I do wish that Praetor had listened to Ludacris and stood up.
This one
someone's
is going
gonna,
to
someone in the audience is going to get that joke and post about it on Discord. And that's going to be.
Oh, no, I got it.
Do you want to place a bet on that, Drew?
Didn't it was not the issue, Drew.
We were all listening to the radio in 2003.
We were.
All right. The Escahide on Ashran Sky is going to rush forward. Try and pummel once more. Try to pierce with its big old horn. A 5 on the dice, we've already determined, is going to be hit. but that is not enough to also pummel. So another 13 points of damage. Rebecca,
ooh. down to zero SP.
I can almost be useful.
This one's going to try and pierce you through.
Don't you dare, Tyler.
Vehicle redacted as well.
I'm sorry, what?
Actually, it's going to try to move around the vehicle as well and pierce you.
Does my vehicle get an attack of opportunity?
No.
Should.
It's the best part. 9, and you said you were 21?
Really? No, I didn't.
What's your KAC?
22.
So I need a 26 to pop you out of there, which I don't get. I'm trying to knock you out of the vehicle. It's not working out for me. This is a hit, though, for...
Good.
16 piercing damage on redacted, and is going to take us to... the Ephigene's turn is going to... Sees you come and jam from is going to try and blast you with some EAC attacks, right? Single attacks. I'm going to try a double attack jam from because I'm crit fishing. 10 is probably a miss. What is your EAC, Jabert?
EAC is substantially lower. It is 27.
I wouldn't say substantially, but
a 3, I guess, is 3 lower.
That is, oh, wow, that is one hit. 17 is going to be hit against for a d4 and some damage of 8 electricity damage as it is just like flinging arcs in your direction of lightning bolt. That will take us to Asher and Sky. You've got this guy still raging in front of you, this rhino beetle like swarm. What would you like to do, Rebecca?
Once again, I'm going to jump back a ways and shoot at it again. So CR 11 or lower on the trick and a 29 to attack.
Yeah, that's a trick and hit.
Okay, so 22 damage, Sonic.
Ooh, not enough 22 to kill it, but it is very hurt from that. Still flat-footed. Drew. We're back to you. You're right next to this one that's flying up at towards the top of the spacewalker. What would you like to do?
Oh, I think I might do something stupid.
That's what I like to hear.
I think I want to boost and shoot the one that's been menacing Asher and Sky.
Oh, across the way here. Okay, that. I'm not taking the attack of opportunity. This one seems to be focused on redacted a little bit. So maybe taking aim over the top of the vehicle. Go right ahead. It is flat-footed. Ooh, that flat-footed is not going to help on a natural 3, though.
Dang.
3. You've got a level reroll, right? Yes, you still have a level reroll. Except Tyler and Jabert.
I'm not wasting a level reroll on these guys.
Then we are on to redacted.
All right, so this creature is still after me. I'm going to take 2 shots.
Okay, it's right next to you. It's going to make that attack of opportunity first. 13 on the dice.
That's a mess.
Score attack deals no more damage. 13 is actually going to be a 28 and enough. You're not going to like this to knock you out of the vehicle.
All right, I'm still taking 2 shots at it.
11 points of damage. As you're falling down from the vehicle's carriage here. Technically, gosh, it's been so long. Technically, you could take some fall damage, but not a lot, right? How much is fall damage in Starfighter? A D6 per 10? Is it like 1E rules? Mm-hmm. Boom. Bing, 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 bing. Yep. 1D6 per 10 feet fallen. Oh, how will you survive? 5 points of fall damage. Go ahead and make your 2 attacks. You're flat footed on the ground here, shooting back up through your vehicle's legs. That's a close one, but that's a miss. You don't have this added in as a multiple, so just plus 4, right?
Yeah.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope. 2 misses. I've dastardly messed up your aim by getting you out of this space walker. Jamfram, you are next. Got a gene in front of you. It looks like Protected is taking on this Escahide by itself right now.
Which one is the Wisp ally? This one over here?
the Ephigene, kind of the boss guy.
Oh, that's who that is. Oh, okay. Sorry. I saw the purple outline and I was like, Asher and Sky, you've got this. Yeah. Stepping up and swinging for the fences as I do, like I do. Ooh, 28 to hit.
Don't got to swing that far. That is a hit, and that is enough damage to take out the Ephigene. Slices up its bioelectric arm. It falls to the ground dead, and that'll take us to Pretier's turn. Tyler.
I forget, how close do the swarm have to be to each other in order to get their, like, big old swarm mind linky benefits?
I have been keeping the distance with all the components, but that Ephigene will have broken the link between these two Eskahides. It's 30 foot.
That's what I thought. So this
20 feet away
and menacing
30.
That one is vulnerable.
Yep.
Mind thrust.
I'm just guessing the Eskahides are not the smartest. That will is really not a good one for him. Let me roll it.
DC 19.
3 on the dice is a fail.
Woo!
Yeah. There's technically, hundreds of swarm components around them, but their minds are not awoken yet. Not yet.
Oh, well, look, that is lucky for me. Mm-hmm. Now, if I can just roll well here.
How much damage is this?
40, ooh. 10. 27 ooh. Points of
calculate for this.
Brain ouchie.
Gotta go to the calculator. Ooh, it's still up here.
Oh, biscuits. Oh. I'm going to start trying to roll away.
Okay, that is going to take us to their turn. This one is going to fly down to your redacted. Try and get a good pummel in while you're on the ground. Natural 20. That's what we like to see. I'm only rolling rocks. Just so many rocks to roll. Let us talk to Cyber Robert. Thank you so much for supporting us over the years on the Patreon. I've got a swarm crit. It's been years, I think. I feel like since I've had a good swarm crit in. And this is on your favorite player, on Miles, right? Robert.
I don't think I'm anyone's favorite player.
Right. Let's roll some damage. 30 points of piercing damage to poor old redacted on the ground here.
That's it?
30 points on a crit. That's, well, that seems pretty good.
Well, you tell yourself that.
You are a tough cookie, but are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
SP?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? No. Are you good? Are you good? How much SP do you think Redacted has?
That's a fair question.
71?
Yeah, no, that's got to be incorrect, right?
No?
I don't know. I've got 95, so.
I have 48.
Oh.
I also have, look it up, a plus 7. I have a plus my level to my SP as well.
Oh, from toughness or something?
Mm-hmm.
I looked at it one day and I was like, this seems too high, but maybe that's correct. Then you're still doing fine. Yeah, I can hit you a couple more times.
You can try.
This other Eskahide is going to keep attacking Asher and Sky. Try my best. 10 on the dice is going to be a hit and a pummel. So that's going to knock you to the ground. And Rebecca do 16 points of piercing damage.
It cannot be stopped.
Get in there, Tyler. She needs a heal. And we'll take us to your turn, Rebecca.
Sorry. Hold on. All right. Well, I can't stand up and move. Can I shoot from the ground?
Most definitely.
I'll do that.
It will provoke an attack of opportunity, which I will take first.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
I roll a natural 19. I won't hold on.
I am immune to the flat-footed condition, and my opponent doesn't gain any bonuses to attack rolls against you from flanking you or attacking you when prone.
Okay.
Furthermore, covering fire and hiring fire don't provide any advantage against you.
Okay. I have rolled a 19, so I don't need any bonuses. That is a hit for 13 okay. points of damage. It does not stop you from shooting either.
Okay.
Unless you're dead. I mean, that would stop.
But. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. Okay. I'm fine. Let's see. Can I trick attack you from prone?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yep.
All right. I think the trick goes off. It's a 15 to attack, though.
No, 3 on the dice is a miss.
So sad.
Oh, God. Okay. It's so close, too. Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. Oh, is it okay. One off?
It is. Why? Why
do you ask? It is? It is? I have an Aeon Stone turquoise cube. That means that once per day, if I am one off, I can change my roll to be an actual hit.
Well, I'd be cracking that Aeon Stone wide open because that is, you've rolled basically against a 17 EAC and their EAC is 18. So if you do that, that'll be enough to kill this one.
Yay!
Kill it dead. And take us to Drew Zilix Thel's turn. You got one on your buddy Redacted.
Can I see it and shoot at it from standing on top of the mech?
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of still hovering above Redacted.
Oh, excellent. We're going to boost and shoot.
That is enough to hit and enough to kill as we are out of combat. Destroyed. Destroy them. Doot. Dropping us out. All the Escahides maybe twitch a little bit, but they are dead. And I can confirm they have the same tiger stripe like patterns of maybe blown up on these larger swarm components, darker in some parts. Just kind of seems like a pigment deep set into the resin like carapace of these creatures. It looks almost like Asher and Sky is meant to be here. Are you sure you're not Swarm, Rebecca?
I don't think so.
Nothing.
My family were killed by Swarm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. To be fair, he said there. Rebecca and not Asher and Sky. Yeah. Are we good? Are we good?
I might be Swarm. I'm not telling you.
The swarm was the mole all along. Do you guys need to take a 10-minute rest?
Yes.
No, yeah, good. Probably.
I could use some heels, actually.
Heels? Come on, let's keep moving.
Oh, says the person who's like, oh, I need a 10-minute rest to begin the show. Get out of here.
That's the joke, Miles. That's the joke. It's not a good one, bud.
Oh, gosh.
Can I do a medicine check on myself?
Yeah. Yes. That the thing?
I think so. It's 20. Wow, that's terrible. Goodness, I'm rolling terribly.
Well, if you've got a med kit, it's only 20 for treat deadly wounds.
I have a med kit.
I can roll medicine on her.
Well, no, that's a success. So it is. Well, I guess you can roll to potentially roll higher. So you can go right ahead as well, Miles.
Correct.
Because if you roll 5 over the DC, which you have, it's 1 HP per level. So 8 plus Miles. What is your intelligence bonus?
5.
13 hit points back.
Okay.
Nothing.
Nope. I mean, that's pretty good low level. I mean, save a potential heal from Praetor. And as
Praetor, can I get a heal? I'm still down like 19.
Oh, never mind. Gonna need some help.
Please, sir. 15? I want some more.
About 15. You're muted.
Muted, Tyler.
Well, you do know my mystic connection isn't very good in terms of healing, but yes, I think I have something in the old thing.
Tizank? Off the Hizank?
I'm just trying to pull up the Mystic Cure spell, but I keep pulling up the wrong spell.
I'm down 16 points, so whatever you can do.
We're probably going to have to use a second level Mystic Cure. Okay, we'll mark that. This is going to be 3d8 plus 6. Here it comes. Whoop-a-tow. There you go.
13?
You're good.
Great, well, thank you.
13 plus 6, so 19.
Oh, okay, great. So up to full. Awesome.
After your guys' healing up here, maybe if you continue on, you can hear gunfire on the other side of this facility, this platform, a little louder, maybe echoing through the halls. The main corridor branches off into a node
a pimple on the face of the structure, one of the kind of points of the hexagonal shape, or continues on to the kind of like the 9 o'clock hour. If you're looking at it as a clock face, the direction that you saw this swarm patrol coming from. And maybe as you get here, I think as part of that perception check you made a little bit earlier, Rebecca, it does indeed seem like the whisper, psychic whisper you heard before, was coming from the far side of this facility. So from the north. What would you guys like to do?
Can I stealth forward again?
Yep.
Does the hold on. Before I do that, does the group think that was a good idea? No.
Well, I'm curious if there's like, I mean, are there any side, that's not hatches, side orifices?
I mean, I see like a big black area of the map, if that's what you're referring to.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm disappointed in myself for saying side orifice.
yeah, you can basically at this point you can head north or you can head to the west. You do know this being a circular structure that you would probably want to go north if you're trying to meet up with Midnight Squad the fastest, but
I do think we need to meet up with Midnight Squad, but I don't want to get in our own pincer maneuver based on how these things keep popping out of walls. I feel like we may need to scrape the sides, kind of sweep all the way up.
Okay, so that's the vote for going west, it sounds like, but the rest of y'all
for it.
I'm fine with that. Even though Asher and Sky are hearing psychic stuff from the north, I think it makes sense to try to clear out the western space as well.
Okay. Asher and Sky are always hearing psychic stuff that green from thing. The north. Come on.
There's green stuff over there now, though.
Yep. As you go into this chamber, indeed, a huge structure rises out of the western corner of this node. Its form slowly pulsing in and out as a sickly green glow ebbs and flows from this megastructure. It's like 15 feet wide. You see tunnels leading out towards the east and northwest. This indeed seems to be some kind of large structure, some kind of large part of the ship that seems to be pulsing here. And let's see. As you guys indeed are looking it on over here, you hear a bellowing scream stepping out from behind this structure. Is an oldie but a goldie, a fan favorite swarm creature, unfurling wings and multiple scythe-like blades. You see this bad boy?
It's
big old Thresher Lord. Blah.
Look, at least we found it before it's coming up behind us when we're in another fight.
It lets out us.
I might have rather just allowed it to come up behind us, and then it would have been over quick.
It lets out a psychic scream that spells out "to be continued."
No. You guys.
Well, we'll get to this fight next week. Hey, get it passed right over, Mr. Thresher Lord. But we'll figure out what this thing is and what the. Why it's got a big old Thresher Lord guard in it next week. That's gonna do it for this week's episode, everybody.
Oh boy.
All right.
You get to fight a big old Thresher Lord next week instead of a bunch of little baby components.
I'm still traumatized.
But it just seems to be one creature as well. So you got that going for you. Yeah, guys, thank you for playing with me.
Thank you, Patrick.
And listeners, thanks for listening. We will catch you on next week's Cosmic Crit. So long. Farewell.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good
night. Goodbye. Orphan.
Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.